Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahir Rabbil Alamin. Was salatu was salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. As you all aware, the month of Ramadan is a month to gain taqwa. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. The subject of taqwa, to become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh, our Hazrat explains, barakatuhu, among the many bimaris, illnesses that have struck the Ummah is ghaflat. To become unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Negligence. And we know in our lives how unmindful we become of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commands of Allah, or the presence of Allah. That my Allah is watching me. My Allah is all away. Very quickly we forget. So how to get this consciousness all the time? Like how the young boy just married, he can't forget his wife. All the time he's thinking about her. So after 5 years, 10 years, then she sends a message. Then no more messages. You don't think about me anymore. No more sweet messages coming through. Now the love has matured. But in the beginning the consciousness was there all the time. So how to get this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beloved Allah, who I love the most with my heart and my life. This ghaflat, unmindfulness, negligence. Hazrat gives an example. When it comes to our worldly life, then when we are negligent for a little while, the amount of nuqsan and harm. Person is taking a drive Sunday afternoon with the family, and just for a moment he turns his attention away from the road. He looks to the right or to the left. Like Hazrat explains also, one time they were in UK and rushing to the airport, when Imam Hassan Sahib Rahimullah was in the car. The driver now was looking to the right and the left, all the scenery. Hazrat told him, please stop one side, see how much you want, then we can take off. But keep your eyes on the road. They see the person is taking a drive with the family, nice Sunday afternoon, and he just diverts his attention to the right or to the left, becomes a bit unmindful. And before he knows it, the car in front put dead brakes, and is into the person's back, knocks into him. Inna lillahi. What's supposed to be a peaceful afternoon, now is a calamity. Car got damaged, his car got damaged. Calling the police, breakdown service, a little bit negligence, unmindfulness. And so much of nuqsan, now you know what's going through our mind. Whole week now my car will be out of action. Send him for repairs, get quotes, whether he'll do a good job. The whole taklif of all this now, just a little bit I was unmindful, I didn't see him stopping in front of me. Another example Hazrat gives, expecting guests, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, they are coming through. So the housewife now, she's expecting her parents coming, in-laws are coming. So as they walk in, I'll serve them some fresh savouries. So she puts on the hot oil. She puts on the hot oil. And the bell rings. The excitement now, she leaves the hot oil. The 3-4-year-old child is walking around. And the handle is sticking out from the stove. She goes to answer the bell in excitement and he pulls the handle of the frying pan. What's supposed to be an evening of enjoyment and family, now is a hospital case. A little bit negligence. We know how much of nuqsan now. In my deen, in my iman, I can imagine all my life, I'm unmindful of my Creator. So unmindful. I forgot. They say not only we forgot that we forgot. Like how they say, make istighfar upon our istighfar. Istighfar, supposed to be with nadamat and regret and sorrow. That's how you make istighfar, with regret and sorrow. But we can't, we don't have that heart to make istighfar like, Ya Allah, I'm sorry. And I feel the sadness within my heart. So make istighfar upon your istighfar. Ya Allah, I don't know how to make istighfar. As it teaches us also, thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But how do you thank Allah? For all His bounties and ni'mats. We don't know how to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You say how to thank Allah? Say to Allah, Ya Allah, I don't know how to thank you. Now you've thanked Allah. I don't know how to thank you. Now you've thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So istighfar upon istighfar. And we forgot that we forgot. So become so unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So negligent. Whereas we find the awliya and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment. One of the great mashayikh sitting with his murids. And he would just, he cracked a joke. He said something humorous and he began to laugh. Then he asked him, for that amount of time that you laughed, did you forget Allah? He said, Hazrat, we You are laughing, we forgot. So he says, even at that moment, I didn't forget my Allah. Even at that moment. So how this consciousness can come into my life that my Allah is with me all the time. And I want to be close to my Allah. I don't want to be far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to be close to Allah. Because Allah is the source of all happiness. Allah is the source of all security. Allah is the source of enjoyment. Brother, there's a car that is blocking ND770386, a BMW white color. Please remove your car immediately, please, inshallah. ND770386. Jazakallah. The brother requests to come forward, inshallah. Let's fill in the gaps. Closer we sit, inshallah. Allah will unite our hearts, inshallah. So there's ghaflat, unmindfulness, negligence. Where Sahaba radiallahu anhum, were our guiding stars, full of nur and light. We take guidance from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, specifically in Quran, describes Sahaba, what was their salient feature and qualities. Allah calls them rijal, that they were real men. They were real men. Today, a real man in the place out there is a man that makes it. He's not an empire. So he's a man. He's controlling so many staff and so many companies and his portfolio. Sahaba ikram look for izzat in deen. Those Allah has given to us, not because of our intelligence. Allah's kindness, somebody's dua, Allah gave it to us to use it in the path of Allah, in the obedience of Allah. Allah speaks about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They were rijal, they were real men. Who were real men? لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع ذكر الله. They were real men that bi'un, trade and commerce, buying and selling, dealing. تجارة ولا بيعون لا تلهيهم did not make them unmindful and ذكر الله, the remembrance of Allah. And all that business of theirs, their heart is so connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm making so much profit. Sahabi kinu Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Nabi of Allah, I make so much profit. Can I tell you something better than this? Two rakat salah after farz namaz is more valuable. They turn their hearts and their minds away from mal to a'mal. From dunya to akhirat. From the creation to the creator. Make them mindful all the time. You say the hand is busy with the cash. The hand is busy in dunya, but the heart was busy with Allah. It's busy there, but my heart is my Allah. Everything is my Allah. Allah. Hazrat says, make it a habit. Whatever I'm doing, Bismillah, Bismillah, Durood Sharif, Istighfar. Hazrat says to, we find the Arab, mashallah, they still have these habits all the time. They're getting up, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Always in the dhikr of Allah. We should also make this a habit all the time. In our workplace, we're busy right now, but connecting to Allah, connecting to Allah. Sometimes we get so involved in our own thoughts and our own projects and our own minds that we forget really who we are. Like one doctor speaking to me, Marhum Allah for his qabr al-Nur, he says, Mufti Sahib, in our faculty of doctors, then we come to a stage, we become super specialists. Then a patient will come, we'll diagnose him and we'll tell him, I give you 6 months. They say, I tell the person, no play God. Don't play God. You can be a super specialist, but you can't be God. Life and death is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes my own feel now, I feel there's no one like me. I'm playing it like that. I don't realize. I become totally unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, la tulihim, tijaratu wa la bi'un. They're buying, selling, tijarat. Their business, in the least bit, did not make them unmindful and dhikrillah of the remembrance of Allah. Only tasbih in the hand. Only the heart now is connected to Allah. That I'm doing all of this, but my heart is my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dhikrillah. Wa iqamis salah and establishing salah, the highest form of dhikr is establishment of salah. Highest form of dhikr and ibadat is salah. There's total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever they were doing, no matter how much they were making, how busy they were, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whether in their orchards also, which they loved farming so much, they loved the camels so much, they were asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in Jannah can we do farming? We'll have camels there also, Umay Ansar will have there also. They loved it so much, but Quran says, this did not take them away from the dhikr of Allah, wa iqamis salah. Iqamis salah also refers to all physical ibadat. They were ready, when Sahabi goes into his orchard, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had left to go towards Tabuk. It was summer months. So he says, I went into my orchard. They had two wives. And both of them had the camp set up. The cold water was there. The fruits were laid out also. And as he walked in, the coolness of the orchard, it's time for holiday. Sahaba Ikram in the summer months now would go from the city to the farm areas. Very cool in the orchards. Then I just walked in. Everything was set to have a nice holiday with my family. Then I remembered, Nabi Alayhi Salaam is gone in the path of Allah. He's in Tabuk already. So I call unto my slave, get the conveyance ready. Where are you going? I'm going in the path of Allah. And he left immediately. He just got caught a little bit there, unmindfulness. Then he came to his senses, what am I doing here? Mounted his camel or his conveyance and he left in the path of Allah. En route he met another sahabi, where are you going to? I also got left behind. And Nabi alayhi salatu salam in the battle now, just before they could reach now, the destination, he's taking a roll call. Who's here, who's not here? Then he just asked about this sahabi. And Sahaba Ikram say, we saw some dust rising in the horizon. So Nabi Ali Salatu Salam said, I hope it's him. So he told his friend, let me go forward first. Nabi of Allah will see me. And as he reached Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, they exchanged smiles. Then he said to himself, I almost got destroyed remaining behind. Just became unmindful little bit unmindfulness. I can gauge in my life now, how many years are gone. And I'm still trying to make enough for the future for generations. Unmindful of dhikrillah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa iqami salah, establishing salah, and all physical ibadat. Wa ita'i zakah, and fulfilling the zakah, discharging the zakat also. This did not make them unmindful. Or calculating the zakat, discharging the zakat, all the monetary ibadat was up to date, sahaba radiallahu anhum. Sahaba ikram weren't poor. Ulama say they had plenty of wealth. There are plenty. But they became poor by spending it in the path of Allah. Because if you read the riwayat, Sahabi gave so much, Abu Bakr Siddiq brought everything. To bring everything means he had something. Umar bin Khattab brought half his wealth, shows he had something. Usmani Ghani, how many hundreds of camels, thousands of horses, Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, how much they gave in the path of Allah. So they had, but they emptied and they spent in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So they discharged also, when taqaza came, they gave like that also. They spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without looking back. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ And they feared the day when the hearts and eyes will be turned upside down. Day of Qiyamah. They had this vision from them all the time. Qiyamah's day, Qiyamah's day, Qiyamah's day. مَنْ مَاتَ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ Person who passes away, his Qiyamah already starts. Starts in the qabr already. But this was in front of them all the time. It was a reality. The qabr was a reality. Qiyamah is a reality. Is that a fairy tale? It's going to happen. I'm sitting in my shop right now. I'm so busy answering calls. So many cell phones. So many different numbers. So many different contracts. Zakim Sahib will say one of his poems, Qaza akar. Qaza akar. Hangamae hayatu khamush kar diya. Hangamae hayat. Hangama means it's chaotic life of mine. Chaos. Everywhere. Busy, busy, busy. No time. The wife is holding to. I'm in a meeting. All the time in a meeting. Doesn't have time. Yaqaza akar. Then maut came suddenly. Maut came suddenly and silenced all the phones. Came suddenly and silenced my life. Chaotic life. Now the phone is ringing and doesn't want to answer it. Now we're cancelling the contracts. He's gone. But he was so busy, unmindful of the objective of life. Which way I'm going, I've got to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. This is called taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Allah gave this month of Ramadan to get this taqwa. This consciousness of Allah. Then life will become a real life. Otherwise life is a deception. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ Allah said, let not gharur. Gharur refers to the big deceiver, shaitan. Let him not deceive you in regards to your worldly life. They tell you there's still time. But you know the line is the expiry date. But the plans I have now is beyond that line. I'm earning for beyond that line expiry date. That possibly I'll reach there, I'll get there. So I'm planning beyond my mouth also. Planning for beyond that. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had real lives. They were living a reality. And to them, their life wasn't beloved to them, Allah was beloved to them, the creator of life. And he mentioned many a times, one person said, I lived in the Western countries. And he said, I found these people there in Western countries, our country also. He said, they love to live their lives. They love to live their lives because the most beloved thing to the non-Muslim is his life. I want to live it to the fullest. And the Muslim is getting caught in it also. I have to live my life to the fullest. This holiday resort, this holiday destination, this place, that place, whether it's halal or haram there, we'll make a plan, we'll take some provita and cheese, we'll eat right through. We'll make do. But we have to go and see it. When we live the life, when we see dunya as much as we can too. Hazrat says, now even Hazrat Insan, Allah Ta'ala has made the best of makhluqat. Hazrat Insan was to go see Hayawan. When you go see the animals. Animal too, baboon scratching his head. Why are you looking at me? What do you want to do with me? You Allah Ta'ala made you the best of creation, you came to see me? Where insan now his mind has gone. And he goes over and over again. As I say, sometimes you go to these different parks, game reserve, and few cars are parked over there and they're looking at something. You stop there, you're looking now. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Lie not moving. What happened? And as you go closer, it was a rock. There was no lion there. How much time? Became totally unmindful. Became unmindful. Ya Allah, what do you send me for? To look at rocks? To do bird watching? Look at birds? Yes, Hazrat says, go. Go and see the creator of the animals. Ya Allah, how you made these animals? Your qudrat, your power. How you designed them? How you made them? Ulama explain when he comes to the cheetah, Allah Ta'ala's optimum model of aerodynamics. Insan is still studying how that animal moves, how it takes off, how it puts brakes. When it takes the bend also, it doesn't lose speed. All the limbs are moving. Can't match it. Allah's qudrat, aerodynamics. See Allah. So we see the creator of it. Now I'm only seeing the animal. Look at this animal. Look at the kill. See Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, that the animal, it hunted down that animal because it knows that animal is halal for it. Insan, you don't know it's halal for you. Eating haram sometime also. That animal knows that cheetah, that lion won't eat grass. They won't eat grass. It'll eat meat. But insan, he say, bring on anything. Bring it. The more exotic now, let's try it out. Say, go and see the creator of the animals. The creator, awalam yusiru fil ard, go and travel the earth and see Allah's qudrat. And the obedience of Allah. In the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go and make your investment in akhirat. And see what Allah ta'ala has kept in this world to get ibrat and lesson. Go and meet the slaves of Allah for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my Allah, how can I become your beloved? How can I become your beloved? So Allah revealed to him, Musa, make me beloved to the people, you'll become my beloved. Go and tell them about me. Go and tell the people about Allah. The attributes of Allah, the qualities of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the power of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you introducing me to the creation, you will become my beloved. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this worldly life to make this effort, to get out of this unmindfulness that we are living right now. Not conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not conscious of the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. We just lose it sometime. Hazrat gives simple examples. Teaching us sunnats that we sat down to eat. How many read Bismillah before we eat? How many were conscious to take the name of Allah whilst we're eating? But Allah didn't take away the taste. He still left it there. He still left it there. My son or my child one, two times disobeys me, what we say? Deprive them of their privileges. Deprive him. Teach him a lesson. Allah hasn't taught me as yet. Allah still is giving me. Allah didn't say take out the sugar from me. Teach him a lesson. Make it better for him. So he wakes up a little bit. Take away his sleep. No. But we'll punish insan. Take away privileges. The staff, our children, the family. Yes, we have to make tarbiyat. But Allah is so tolerant. We didn't say Bismillah. We didn't take the name of Allah. Simple sunnah. We didn't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah still gave us the food to eat. When we finish it also. Dua for drinking water. Alhamdulillah alladhi saqani adban faratan birahmatihi walam yaj'alhu milahna ujajan bidhunubina. Hazrat said, ask ourselves, when's the last time I read this duha? I learned it in Maktab, when did I read it last? So much of water I have drunk, People are walking around now with mini Jojo tanks. They're walking around. Mini Jojo tanks. 5-liter bottles, 10-liter bottles. We have to rehydrate all the time. But how much dua are we reading? After drinking that water. Ya Allah, you didn't make it milhan, ujaja. You didn't make it bitter and sour. Because of my sins, you still kept it so palatable. We can't put a price to it. As it says, the water we are drinking, we can't put a price to it. Although they're charging us now, we're paying the water bill, but it's highly subsidized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're only paying now for the infrastructure, which is collapsing, but we're still paying for it. We're only paying for that. The price of the water we can't pay. Allah did put a charge to it. Allah subsidized it. Even our food also. The rice we are buying at 5 kilo is highly subsidized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You put a real price to it, the amount of staff, the amount of work, the paddy fields, the import, the export, the trucking, the truck itself, now just the battery and the lights and the tires and the tarring. That certain type of trucks over this weight must go onto left hand side. How many of them are building those roads? We know what it is just to make 1 kilometer of road, how much it costs. So what should be the price of that rice? You can imagine now. Then to import the entire trucking system, import system, just the containers itself, and the clearing companies and shipping, etc. If Allah has put a real price on that rice, nobody can afford it. Subsidized. Why it has to reach him? My banda, so he'll eat, he won't forget me. But then to be so unmindful, we forget Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. We forget Allah. In the food, we forget Allah. Forget to read Bismillah. Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr. After we eat also. Then more than that, to thank the wife. At least you made the food for me. To thank her, make shukr to her. When it comes to complaining, that we are number one. Number one is very, very fussy about his food. If only fussy about our namaz. If only, as I say, only fussy about our tajweed of Quran Sharif. Without reading my Quran like that, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ No ha, no ayn, no qaf. If only you're fussy about Quran tilawat. But he fussy, is very, very finicky about his food. He wants it like this and he wants it like that. Must be hot, hot. Otherwise he won't have it. His magaj will go. Tika magaj is. So particular about his food only. Hazrat gave that story, which is well known also, that that person invited his sheikh for meals, and after the meals was over, then he told the masturat behind the curtain, Jazakallah khair, you fed us so well, alhamdulillah. And how you presented the food, etc. So when the sheikh left, then he would tell his wife, she began to cry. Why are you crying? So many years I cooked for you, you never told me one thank you. You never thanked me one time. Hazrat says to our woman folk, they're so particular when it comes to how the food has to be presented also. And guests come, how they put it on the platter, how the chicken leg must be placed, and the angle of that spoon also. Then they cut the dhania on top. We tell, hey, make quick, man. Make quick, man. Nobody's going to see this. But they take pride in it. Hazrat says also that our woman folk are so particular about this, that we have umid and hope in Jannat, Allah Ta'ala will give them the contract to host the Jannatis too. So much of muhabbat they have when it comes to feeding us. So she began to cry. Why you cry? She said, not once you thank me. One time I fed your sheikh, look at how he made shukr to me. The next day, why brought the food, he ate. Then after he said, mashallah, it was so well prepared, so tasty, alhamdulillah. Began crying again. But this is a no-win situation. No-win situation. You see what happened now? He says, today of all these I didn't cook neighbors and the food. Neighbors and the food. And so much you're praising the neighbor's food. So always ask first, who prepared the meal? Alhamdulillah. Well present. Jazakallah khair. Allah Ta'ala give you barakat. So shukr. So all these are du'as. But we become so unmindful. My life has become me, myself and I. Our woman folk also, me, myself and I. It's about my life. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their lives were for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person says that when it comes to the non-Muslim, they want to live their life. They love their lives. They want to live it to the fullest. We have become like that also. Live it to the fullest. We love our lives. We don't want to give it up for anything. We don't want to give up our lives for anything. We want to live it. The Sahaba ikram, they were prepared to give up their lives. One call, we are ready to give it up. As Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu leaves his room, leaves his house, meets Abu Bakr Siddiq on the way. Nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala has become munafiq. I'm a munafiq. I don't have true iman. Why? What happened to you? He said, when I'm sitting with my family, we're joking, we're laughing, we're talking, I become unmindful of Allah. How can he be a true believer then? Let's go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I also feel the same. Go to Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. Oh, Anzala, there's time for everything. There's time for everything. If you have to have that level of iman as you have when you're sitting with me, Malaika will come down and shake your hands. But yes, there will be. But to remind yourself all the time, I'm a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is taqwa, which Allah ta'ala wants us to get in the month of Ramadan. This taqwa now will save us, will keep us away of Allah, from not breaking the commands of Allah. What is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right now? In the workplace, at home, whether I'm traveling somewhere, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person says that he was overseas, alone in the hotel room. He writes to my Yunus Patel sahab rahmatul alayh. And he says, Hazrat, sitting in your company, I became conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sitting alone in the hotel room, thousands of kilometers away from my family, and then the heart is pounding, nafs is pounding the heart, that you're alone, nobody knows you, you can do what you want tonight. He says, those words of yours are rung in my ears. What if the consciousness was there? What if Malakul Maut comes right now? So the entire night I'm from side to side. I can step out right now and I can go and do what I want to. Nobody will know. But those words are ringing. What if tonight is the night the Malakul Maut comes? What if it happens tonight? Entire night went like that and Allah Ta'ala saved me. Allah Ta'ala saved me. There was a riots in Delhi. And a young girl was caught in the riots. She ran into the masjid area. The back of the masjid was one room. One young boy who was becoming an alim was staying there. He used to go to madrasa every morning. So he hears somebody banging on the door. Please open, please open. So he opens the door. He sees this young girl. Pretty young girl. What do you want? He says, my life is at stake right now. It's in danger. Please let me in. They are writing outside. So he lets her in. Closes the door. He's studying his kitab under candlelight. So he tells her, please, you sit behind me. Let me do my work. He's alone. She's at his mercy right now. You can imagine a young man, what thoughts will go through his mind. I was waiting for this opportunity all my life. Finally I got a chance like this now. But he's conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Consciousness is there. But the nafs will play tricks also. So the entire night went like this. He didn't sleep the entire night, stayed awake. The next morning, before she left, she said, I want to ask you something. I saw something very strange in the entire night you were doing. He said, what do you want? He said, every now and then I saw you putting your finger into the flame of the candle and burning yourself. Why were you doing this? So he said, every time I was tempted to turn around and talk to you, do something with you, I put my finger in the fire to remind myself that you will burn like this in Jahannam. You will burn like this in Jahannam. If only we could feel it on that cell phone, that burn on the cell phone. Allah Ta'ala put some heat in that pad now, the doom on the wrong side. You will burn also. Another young man was enticed also. And there he is now finally alone with that woman, about to do the evil act. And then that fear of Allah catches his heart. How could you do this? Sell your akhirat, sell your jannat. So he excused himself. And she was ready for him. I need to relieve myself. He goes into the bathroom. And he takes the feces and stool from the toilet and he rubs on his body. So when she opens the door and he comes out, she sees him with a stench. She says, you're a madman, get out from here. She chases him away. He said, this friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the lion's den to save himself did a crazy thing like this. See, the rest of his life, after he took a bath, for the rest of his life, he had no need to put any musk water on his body. There was itar smell coming out from his body the rest of his life because of that one act. With this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come into our lives, my dear brothers, Allah ta'ala gave us a month of Ramadan to get the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A way to get this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. That to get this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to stay with those that have this consciousness, that are aware of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that are making the effort of getting the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be aware that my Allah is looking at me, my Allah is with me. And Allah knew that this worldly life will be beloved to us, we'll love it. I love my wife, I love my children, I love my wealth, I love my car, Only people have hobbies of cars, they love their cars. As I gave that example about the father bought a brand new car. He brings it home. But the car of his dreams. How many years now I had my eye on this car over here. Finally I got it. He brings it home. And children come out also. And they know the enjoyment of the father. Finally he got his dream car. The young son, 3, 4, 5 years old, comes out outside also. And he sees father goes in the house to call the wife. The car is here finally. How many nights he spent now on we buy cars. Finally he got the luck. It's just a side note. So he comes out, and he looks at the car, and he sees a scratch mark around the whole car. What happened here? And he sees his little boy with that rusted nail he picked up from the garden. And he's making a scratch on the whole car. That frenzy of his. He gets hold of the child, he takes that nail and he begins to poke him on his hand. With a rusted nail, turn septic, take him to hospital, had to amputate the child's hand. Father came back to his senses, became unmindful. Nasha, the intoxication of worldly, of dunya, of material. He goes to the hospital, the son doesn't understand, my father's a dream car. He goes to his father, the father comes to see him in hospital, son wakes up, doesn't have a hand. He says, Papa, we can replace that car. He says, Jibet, I can replace it. You can replace my hand also. He says, no, I can't replace your hand. But the intoxication of wealth became unmindful. So here Allah Ta'ala, a new insan will love this thing so much. He'll want to live his life. And he thinks now, this one of the miles in my life, I got it. I got the car, I got the house, I got this. But you didn't get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah didn't come into the heart. You haven't got anything. A person in reality is a pauper. He didn't get the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he's got his dunya, he's made. So Allah knew that he loved to live this life. So Allah says, because your life is so close to you, we wanted to give it up. So Allah said in Quran Sharif, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. You know, my banda, remember, I am closer to you than your jugular vein. You should love me more than everything else. You love your life depends on me. And here Hazrat Jimal Masula Khan Sahib Rahimullah explains, when it comes to a worldly life, he says, insan, before he came into this world, he was non-existent. After he leaves this world, he'll be non-existent. So non-existent and again non-existent. This existence in this worldly life, understand now. I feel myself, I'm such a big person. I've got so much of this world that I got some amount of name in this world. Allah says you were non-existent. Nobody spoke about you. When you'll go from this world, after 3, 4 generations, nobody will speak about you also. You'll be gone. The board, your name board on your qabr too will change. Nobody will remember who was buried in here. You were non-existent, you'll become non-existent. This worldly life, existence depends on Allah Ta'ala's will. Your existence compared to the existence of Allah is like zero. Nothing. So don't regard yourself as anything. Allah has sent you in this world, if you really want existence, then become fana fillah. Become mad over my Allah. Then Allah will keep your name alive. And Hassan Basri will say, rahmatullah alayhi, tanzilu rahmah inda dhikri salihin. When the names of the pious people are taken, Allah's rahmat comes down. When the pious people's names are taken, Allah's rahmat comes down. Then their names, Allah has put effect in it. Sahaba Ikram's life, Allah has put effect in it. So your existence also in this worldly life compared to the existence of Allah right now is actually nothing. I am non-existent. Once I realize that I am nothing, now I can reach Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah says, this worldly life of yours shouldn't be dear to you because I am closer to you. Your worldly life depends on me, on my will. So I should become number one in your life. Now you love your wife and your children because I love my Allah. Allah gave you to me. Hazrat put it so beautifully. He says, you have a little daughter, granddaughter. And you see how Allah has designed the rosy cheeks, the soft lips, the soft touch, and how you hold her close to you. You smell her also, the baby smell is there. He says, nowadays, Hazrat says that we are now amazed at robots. See how they're talking. how the car is talking to me. How the car is, now they have this artificial intelligence. Some chat GPU or something. Somebody asked that computer, whatever it is, how many rakats in wuzu? He said, 2 rakats in wuzu. He said, tahiyyatul wudu. He said, 2 rakats in wudu. He said, we get surprised. Yeah, look at how he's talking to me. He said, look at your little daughter, too. What a computer she is. That you make sajda too, she's going like that too. He said, subhanallah. What Allah Ta'ala put in her? No recharging, doesn't get dead. How Allah Ta'ala did the wiring? Ya Allah, in my children I say, my Allah. The boy is hardly walking. He said, but you make tasbih. He makes and his fingers is making tasbih. He saw his mother doing it. What a computer box he has. Then he sees mother going to sajda, he's going flat down. He's making long sajdas. Long sajdas he's making flat down. But subhanallah, look at what a computer Allah Ta'ala put in him. He said, that we should see Allah in that. Ya Allah, how you made this child? What intelligence he has? How he sees his mother, he sees the father, he's doing accordingly. Like that, this is not the muhabbat of Allah. I see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in everything around me. I see Allah in my children. I see Allah in my food. I see Allah in my life. This is consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This link I want to keep alive to my last breath. There's a link to my Allah, my beloved Allah, then my life. Al-mu'minu ma'lafun, hadith sharif says that mu'min is an embodiment of love. When he gives the love of Allah, they say, ulama say there are 3 unwritten principles of Allah, unwritten rules, principles of Allah, that slave of mine, that will become my beloved, that will become my beloved, then I will place his love in the hearts of the creation. They will love him. They will love him. Not the love we have now for a cricket player or a soccer star. There's that love, that is fame. Fame comes from the creation. Fame comes from the creation. And qabuliyat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah accepts him. And Allah puts his love in the hearts of the creation. They begin to love this person. That banda and slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to a very high level. Allah will put his awe in the creation's heart. They have awe for him. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 1 month's journey away, they would hear the names of Umar bin Khattab, they would already start shivering. They hear the name of Khalid bin Walid, he's left with the army already. Already he's shivering. What awe Allah Ta'ala gave because of his fear of Allah. And that person now, who will engage in the ibadat of Allah, to a very high level, Allah will put the creation at his service. He's at the service of Allah, the creation will be at his service. Because of his now service to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For this mindfulness to come into our hearts, into our lives, this taqwa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will come, Quran says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'a sadiqin. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Ajib ulama explained. We hear this over and over again. But because of our hearts are not open, so we don't understand, my Allah is calling out to me. My Allah is calling out to me, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. O you who believe. Oh, those who have iman, what does it mean? Allah is calling out to those who believe. Believe what? Oh, Allah is calling out to those who believe in me. It's a call of love. Oh, those who believe in me, who believe in my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen, I'm calling you. Listen, I'm calling you. Believe in me. You trust me. You rely upon me. Today we complain to the wife, you don't believe me. You don't trust me. How much I'm not doing? Still too, you don't believe me. This somebody told you something about me and you believe them already. Well, one phone call or message came, maybe somebody sent a wrong message to the wrong phone, like one person sitting on the beach. And he sent a message to his wife. If only you were, he's supposed to put there H-E-R-E, he forgot the last E. If only you were her. And he sent the message. When he returned home, say, what happened? The door is closed, locks are changed. He said, who's her? He said, I forgot the E at the end. If only you were here with me. So you don't trust me still. You see, Allah says, I already accepted you all. Oh people, oh you have iman in me, you believe in me. You've accepted me. To keep that bond strong, I already have the bond with you. Ya ayyuha alladhina. It's a royal address to us believers. Allah is saying, that I trust you, you love me, you believe me. Ittaqullah, the continue fearing Allah. Fear with love. How you fear someone out of muhabbat and love? I don't want to displease that person. Ittaqullah. How you get taqwa? Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, to maintain your iman, you need taqwa. We conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where do I get this consciousness? Kunu ma'a sadiqeen. Stay with those that are true, that are truthful in the iman and the aman. By staying with them, automatically you will have taqwa. Taqwa will come in you. Taqwa will come in you. Iman will remain in you. Iman will remain in you. Now you got your passport to Jannah. So Allah has made it very, very simple, very easy. But we know now to get to the program, to get to the majlis, to take out the time, how difficult it is. How difficult it is now to just go for the program and be in the company of the pious. So just a few lines you'll read from this kitab, where Hazrat explains also, that when he comes to his, one is iman, taqwa, and to be with the pious ones, the siddiqeen, kunu ma'a sadiqeen. These are all interlinked. Look at the love with which Allah Ta'ala addresses us in the Quran Sharif. O you who believe in me, O you believe in my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah is praising us that you have iman. You heard the ayat means you have iman. Does you only hear it? How you heard it? Because you have iman. It's a proof. Allah is saying it's a proof to say that now you have iman in your heart. But one is iman in mawjood, the iman that I have. And one is iman in matroob, that iman that Allah Ta'ala wants me to reach. There's a different level that I have to make an effort for. So Hazrat says now to get this type of iman, taqwa is essential. Taqwa is essential for iman. Taqwa refers to carrying out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to abstain from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's two things, taqwa. Fulfill the command of Allah and don't break the command of Allah. Fulfill the command of Allah, don't break the command of Allah. This is a daily struggle. Fulfilling the command of Allah at the right time, the right place, the sunnah tariqah, sunnah way. Do it in that way, you beloved of Allah. And don't make guna and sin. Don't make guna and sin. Now one is a person having good food, but together with that, now he's eating poison. He's having poison. There's no benefit. You got to now cut it off. In the same way over here also. Don't break the commands of Allah. A person has to constantly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The taqwa is compulsory because iman is compulsory. Iman is compulsory. So to keep the iman, I got to have taqwa. Therefore, taqwa also is compulsory. And to get taqwa, I have to stay with the pious. So what we understand then? The company of the pious is compulsory also. Hazrat says over here also, that before ulama would explain, that to keep company of the pious is mustahab, commendable. He says, I say in this zamana, to stay with the pious is farz-e-ain. You have to stay with them. Because if you not stay with them, the environment has become such. Now before there was some goodness in the environment. Allah, Mashaykh explained that the environment which was closer to the period of Nubuwat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the environment was still pure and clean. Mashaykh could hear things happening in the unseen also. They could hear it, they could see it sometime. Allah would reveal it to them. Like one Shaykh is mentioned also, that he stepped out of the masjid and he looked up, something attracted his eyes. And he saw a door opening in the sky. It was still pure environment. That time now there were no planes in the sky that were polluting the skies also. Hazrat says now even the plane now with all the filth in it, even the skies they made it napak. All the alcohol, the liquor, the movies, the haram, things happening there. They didn't leave the airways in the sky also. That time at least the sky was still pure and clean. So he came out from the masjid and he looked up, something attracted him. When he looked up he saw a door opening, door of Jannat opening. And as he opened, he saw one model came out from there, supermodel. One hoor came out. He said, wow. Never saw a woman like this before in his life. So she asked him, you want me? He said, definitely. So she asked him, what's the meher? So Allah put in his heart. He said, 14,000 Quran khatams. He said, done. Muhammad caught his heart, he went back into the masjid, and he started his Quran khatams. 14,000 Quran khatams. When he finished the last one, with a smile, he read his kalima and he left the world. It was gone. It was a reality. It was something real. Allah has kept it there. Many mashayikh saw things like this. Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah, mentioned about Ibn Qudama, a lengthy incident. I'll try and shorten it, inshallah. Ibn Qudama was in the battlefield, always a mujahid, striving in the path of Allah. He came to a place called Wasat, gave a bayan in the masjid, making the shkil for mujahid to join his jamaat. Adjacent to the masjid was a house of a widow. So she heard his bayan. The call is there. Who will join me tomorrow in the battlefield? So the next morning, as he left to go out in the path of Allah on horseback, he hears a voice behind him of a young boy, Ya Ammi, Ya Ammi, oh my uncle, wait for me, wait for me. The night before, after his bayan, when he went to his place to take a rest, he heard a knock on the door. He opens the door, he sees a woman in full hijab. She gives him something. Said, use this pieces of leather for the reins of your horse in the battlefield. And Ibn Qadama, tomorrow my son will accompany you also in the battlefield. I'm sending him tomorrow. He forgot about this young boy. And he moved on. So as he left, then he hears the young boy behind him. Then he remembered, his mother came last night. And he says, young boy came, he's got a scarf covering his face, just his eyes open. But he says, I could see through that, this boy was a very soft boy. Grew up very soft. Hands were soft. No mujahada, no qurbani. What is he going to do in the battlefield? But he took him along. Mujahideen were fasting that day. So Ibn Qadama, who was the Amir, was preparing the iftari for them. So young boy now with the jazbah, my mother sent me. I want to do something. I'll stir the pot. So he told me, you'll get tired. I'll do it. He said, no, I want to do it. So he says, I know this boy won't last too long. He's not used to making khidmat. He's not used to making khidmat. So the boy is stirring the pot, stirring, and he got tired, and slowly he fell asleep. Ibn Qadama came, waiting for the food. He sees the boy is fast asleep. Mother sent him, but. So he sees this boy in his sleep, he begins to smile. Then he begins to laugh. Like somebody is tickling him. Then he wakes up all of a sudden. He saw Ibn Qadama looking at him, he felt a bit ashamed. He said, what happened? He said, I feel ashamed to tell you. He says, tell me. But the boy, this way, that way. He said, I saw a dream. I saw a dream and the announcement was made that this young boy's nikah is to be made to the queen of Jannat. Her name is Aina. So he said, I've been looking for her in Jannat. The gardens upon gardens. I came to a stream, a beautiful damsel sitting over there. Different features, different looks, different color hair, etc. Never saw a woman like that in my life. So I asked him, who's Aina, one of y'all? He said, no, we're only her khadimas, we're working for her. Go on, you'll find her. So he went to the next garden, the next palace. He saw more khadimas there. Never saw beauty in his life, the texture, the color of the skin. Who's Aina? No, we're working for her khadims only. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Finally, he says, in my sleep, I come to a flight of stairs that goes up to a grand palace. Beauty I haven't seen before, studded with emeralds and jewels, the balconies and the palaces of Jannah are such, mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, that you can see the inside from the outside and the outside from inside. You can't have glass nowadays. There's now a mirror of the palaces of Jannah. So he says, I come there in the flight of stairs. And I begin to run up and the door opens. And the most beautiful woman comes there at the door. And the call is made out, this is Aina. He says, my heart is already now captured. I run up the stairs now to go and make mulaqat with her. And just as I could make mulaqat, she says, hold on. Not yet. Not yet. He says, when? He says, Nikah will take place tomorrow in the battlefield. So he says, the next day when he went to the battlefield, Ibn Qadama puts him in the back, young boy, you can't fight. You just sit over here with me. But as he got busy, the boy disappeared. It was a reality. The consciousness was there. Little while staying with the pious company, Allah opened this for him. And he says, as the battle came to an end, we're looking for the young boy. Where's this young boy? Then we hear the faint voice of his in the distance. Ibn Qadama says, I go to him. He's in Sakarat already. All cuts. He hardly could fight. The horses trampled him. Horses trampled him. And then he says, Ibn Qadama, they take out my kurta. Remove my kurta and take it back to my mother as proof that I was loyal to her. Because she sent me with this dua, Ya Allah, he must not return. He said, but why? He said, my father became shaheed in the path of Allah. That's my mother's husband and my grandfather and my mother's brother. Only I am left in the house. My mother wanted to be a woman that will go to Jannah with shuhada around her. Only I was left. So tell my mother that I prove loyal to her and take my kurta as proof for it. And as he's saying this to Ibn Qadama, he turns his face away and he has a big smile. The same smile he had in his sleep. Nuqadama say, what is happening? Say, Aina has come. They're about to make the nikah now. And he makes salam and he closes his eyes. When he goes back to his mother, with that kurta, he knocks the door. She hears the knock of the door. Is that Ibn Qudama? He says, yes. Are you a bearer of glad tidings or sad news? He says, I have both. So she says, before you give me the news, sad news will be that my son is back. And good news will be that Allah has accepted him. I have come with good news then. I have come with good news. And here's his kurta. She rejoiced. These were realities, my dear brothers. When the taqwa came into their heart, Allah showed them these things over here. To get this, ulama say, to spend a little bit of time in the company of those that have this reality in their hearts, that are working towards akhirat, and will take us towards akhirat. When we'll have the companionship of the friends of Allah, in the path of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the taqwa will come. Then iman will be preserved. Then unmindfulness will leave us. Then I'm waiting now to get back to the masjid. Then the tasbih is my hand. I'm making durud sharif istighfar. And I'm enjoying myself making istighfar and durud sharif. The mall Zuma will attract me. Go there and do what? Shopping to buy something that we don't need. That now is, we see South Africans now. South Africans, we eat so we don't get hungry. We go shopping to see what we can buy. We're just scrolling online. I got a discount now, I got to use it now. The 20% is going to expire soon. So let's buy something now. Hazrat says, what are you going to buy? You're going to buy a pot plant for the toilet. I say, what's the toilet? Doesn't need it. Buy some doilies now for the lounge suite. Doesn't, we don't need it. But I have got to fill these spaces in the house. Got to fill it up in the house. Then we know after that how much we have to now clean up all these things over here. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding, inshallah. To get this taqwa, the mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will come as it explains over here also, that experiences over 1,400 years show that anyone who desired Allah's pleasure and wanted to become the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did so through righteous companionship. Like Sahaba. Sahaba means a companion of Nabi alayhi salam. They became the companion, Allah Ta'ala gave them that iman. We have not found any proof where a person became a close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without righteous companionship. We haven't found anybody. Even we go in jamaat also. Because we're putting hearts together. So there's good company there. So we say the good qualities are above to one another. Then how much time to spend also? Hazrat says, in order to recognize a righteous person in whose company we are ordered to remain, a person must sit in his company for about 10 to 20 times. 10 to 20 times till I feel this is the person. Now I feel in my heart will take me to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When he speaks, I think of Allah. When I see him, I think of Allah. When he speaks, increase my knowledge of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As I explained over here, this companionship with him must reduce the person's desire for this world. When I sit with him, I got desire for akhirat. Now I'm thinking of Allah, I want to go to Jannat. Worldly life, I can give it up, I'll give it up. And I sit in the masjid, I make the dhikr of Allah. Even I go to the workplace also, I'm going there now to make the dhikr of Allah. To give da'wah, to call my friends more towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So sitting with him, then the person's desire for this world decreases. Increase his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Looking at the righteous person must cause him to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His speech must increase one's knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remaining with him must increase one's desire for good deeds. And he must have obtained permission. That shaykh also must have permission now, also from his shaykh now, to have majlis, to teach people about the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When I find somebody like this, 10, 20 times I continue going there till I feel connection. He said, that's the place where my iman will be protected. This is where I will find the taqwa of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding, inshallah. And increase us in the month of Ramadan, that we continue. These majalis, my dear brothers, that we're having now in the month of Ramadan, this was a norm in Medina Munawwara every day. Sahaba ikram, you find in riwayat, will say, kunna julusan inda Rasulillah. Kunna julusan. We were sitting with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Jalasna inda Rasulillah. We were sitting with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So julus and majlis was taking place all the time in Masjid al-Nabi. This was ongoing. Sahaba ikram said that we sat in the majlis to learn deen. We went in the path of Allah to spread deen. So we learned deen over here, then we took it out in the path of Allah. We took it to the business places. We took it now to our friends and families. But we took it from the house of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. We'll make zikr and then dua, inshallah. Ahem. We learned from our Shaykh also, Mashaykh, how to make the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. To make the dhikr of Allah is something to learn, how to make the dhikr of Allah in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say La ilaha illallah, then our Mashaykh say we must picture in our mind. As a riwayat says, when a person says La ilaha illallah, then there's a beam of nur from his heart to the arsh of Allah. There's a whole beam of light and nur, and this pillar of nur begins to shake in the court of Allah. Allah asks the pillar of nur, why are you shaking? So the pillar says that the one that is taking your name right now, saying La ilaha illallah, hasn't been forgiven. Allah says, because of him taking my name, you bear witness, I've forgiven all his sins. The person says La ilaha illallah, he could be a nari. Nari means destined for the fire of Jahannam. By saying La ilaha illallah, it'll make him now nuri, full of nur, and destined for Jannat, for the bliss of Jannat. Just by saying La ilaha illallah, this was a golden portion of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. By saying this, they became the dwellers of Jannat. Just by saying La ilaha illallah, by saying La ilaha illallah, Hadith Sharif says, Laysa laha, between La ilaha illallah and the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no hijab, there's no barrier. It goes direct to the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, La ilaha illallah, this is a super vacuum. Person has a vacuum, and he vacuums the carpet 100 times in a day. We can imagine how clean the carpet will become. Greater than all the sins in the world. Whatever sins I'm involved in right now, whatever temptations is there, Ya Allah, your name is greater than all my sins and all the temptations, Ya Allah, your name will conquer it. That vacuum 100 times will clean the carpet with La ilaha illallah. With the name of Allah, I vacuum my heart. Vacuum my heart and take out all the filth and the dirt, temptations and habits with La ilaha illallah. The name of Allah will conquer it. It will clean the heart out. So when I say La ilaha, that there's no ilah besides Allah, Ashiqani tarjuma, Zakim Chabu say, that the tarjuma and translation of the lovers of Allah, La ilaha illallah, teri siwa koi nahi hai. Allah, besides you, there's no one for me. Teri siwa koi sahara nahi hai. Allah, besides you, there's no support for me in life. Allah, it's only you and only me. It's only you and me, Allah, there's no one else for me. My wife will leave, my husband will leave, my father will leave, the children will go. Allah, it's only you and me. La ilaha illallah, I negate everyone, and it's only me, and my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reality is, Allah is closer to me than my jugular vein. Allah is very close to me. I don't have to shout, I say softly to my Allah. La ilaha illallah, Ya Allah, I love you, Ya Allah, you love me. Come into my heart, come into my eyes, come into my limbs, come into my life, oh my Allah. Take over my entire life. Make me yours, Ya Allah, and you become mine. Like this, you make walihana dhikr. Walihana means with love, with affection, with muhabbat. That Ya Allah, I want to become yours, Ya Allah, you become mine. This is how we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Ana jaleesu man dhakarani. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يرد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا واسع الفضل اغفر لنا يا واسع الفضل اغفر لنا يا واسع الفضل اغفر لنا يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أو كريم رحيم الله most kind الله most forgiving الله اللهم إنك عفو اللهم إنك عفو اللهم إنك عفو أو ما إلا you are forgiveness تحب العفو أو ما إلا you love to forgive إلا you do what you love أو ما إلا you brought plenty of sins tonight أو ما إلا إلا we have plenty in our records أو كريم رحيم الله so many sins so much of sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the burden upon our shoulders, upon our hearts, the darkness, Ya Allah. The tariqi, O my Allah. The zulmat, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, of sins. Our hearts have become hard, O my Allah. We don't know how to cry. We don't know how to ask, Ya Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, if you let us go, O my Allah, our lives become wretched, O my Allah. We'll come out in unmindfulness, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. What you sent us for in this world, O my Allah. We have forgotten, O my Allah. We've lost the way, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. When that lost son, O my Allah, comes back home, O my Allah. How the father becomes happy. The mother prepares meals for him, O my Allah. They are welcoming him today. Ya Allah, we are those lost children, O my Allah. You want to return back to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we lost the road, O my Allah. We lost our way, O my Allah. Shaitan and nafs dono ne milkar hai kya hai mujhko tabah. O my Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they want to destroy us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, you've given us these beautiful nights in the month of Ramadan, O my Allah. To come back to you, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we try to walk, we try to crawl, O my Allah. Then to be stripped, then to be fall. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, there's no other door that we have. There's no other door that we know that we can turn to, oh my Allah. It's only you that we have on this night, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. We have come with our begging bowls, oh my Allah, with our wretched hearts, oh my Allah, with our blackened faces, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you're the only one that can whiten them, that can brighten them, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, the Sahaba of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Ya Allah, they came with shirk, oh my Allah. They came with alcohol, oh my Allah. They came with blood upon their hands, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, Ya one Nazra Shafqat fell upon them, O my Allah. They became Sahaba radiallahu anhum. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we belong to that Nabi, O my Allah. The Nabi of Rahma. Ya Allah, your most beloved Habiba alayhi salatu salam. O my Allah, the du'as he made for us in the Roda, O my Allah. Those tears he shed for us, O my Allah. In the Hujra Mubarak. In the Mubarak Kamra and room of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ya Allah, the pull of Tahajjud, O my Allah. The Mi'rab of Tahajjud, O my Allah. The different pillars of Stuwana in Madinatul Munawara. Those du'as he made at the Multazam, O my Allah. The du'as he made at Zamzam, O my Allah, the du'as he made in Arafat, O my Allah, in Qaswa, Kamal, for 6 long hours, O my Allah, raise his hands, kal mustad'imin miskeen, like a beggar asking for food, O my Allah, the 6 hours du'a, was that for Khadija and Fatima and Aisha, O my Allah, the du'as for us, O my Allah, O my Allah, the du'as were for us, O my Allah, this weak part of the ummah, O my Allah, they want to come right, O my Allah, they want to come back to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those du'as were shed, those tears were shed for us, O my Allah, for this ummah to come into existence, O my Allah, that fikr, that concern, that cry, the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, was it for Fatima and Khadija and Aisha? O my Allah, he mentioned Aisha radiallahu anha, that I make du'a for my ummah 5 times a day after every salah. What will happen to the ummah? O my Allah, we are part of that weak part of the ummah, O my Allah, on this blessed night of the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, as wasila, Ya Allah, as a channel of acceptance, Ya Allah, I present to you the tears of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, the fikr and concern in his heart, O my Allah, the qurbani of Ahl Badr, O my Allah, the qurbani of Sahaba in Uhud, Ya Allah, the blood of Musa bin Umair, the blood of Hanzala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the blood of Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, O my Allah, the shuhada of Badr, of Uhud, of Khandaq, O my Allah, we present to you this night in the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, the muhabbat and love we had for them, they had for you, Ya Allah, accept us, O my Allah, change the condition of our hearts, O my Allah, make us amongst your beloveds, O my Allah, make us amongst your ashiqeen, arifeen, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the heart is weak, Ya Allah. We don't know how to ask, we don't know what to desire. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, these hearts belong to you. Ya Allah, you design these hearts within the wombs of our mothers, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, with your own qudrat and hand, you design them. You made it for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we sold our souls and our nafs and our hearts to everything besides you. Oh my Allah, tonight we're calling it back, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are calling it back, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, these hearts belong to you. Ya Allah, we want to give it back to you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make the decision of our hidayah tonight. Ya Allah, make the decision of hidayah tonight. Ya Allah, we want hidayah, O my Allah. We want to come right in our lives, O my Allah. We want to kick our habits, O my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah, has taken us to the, Ya Allah, to the dens of vice and sin and darkness, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. To the filth of this dunya we've been exposed, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Only you can pull us out, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, with your power of jazb, oh my Allah, with your power of pull, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Like how you pull Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how you pull Fuzail bin Iyaz, oh my Allah, how you pull Junaid Baghdadi, oh my Allah, from where they were in, ya Allah, in vice and sins, oh my Allah. You made them your friends, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, Malik bin Dinar, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, addicted to the bottle, oh my Allah, and all the friends of Allah. Bishar Hafi, oh my Allah, in drunken state, leaves the tavern and the pub, oh my Allah. He sees just one page with your blessed name written on it, Allah, kisses it. Ya Allah, he puts it on his head, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the next night you announce Bishar has become my friend. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, make us your friends, oh my Allah. Make us your friends, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to love you, oh my Allah. You want to be close to your Kareem Rahim Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, you want to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, grant us the realities, oh my Allah. Open our hearts. Ya Allah, save us from the dhoka and deception of this worldly life. That we are lying to ourselves, that we are leading real lives. But ya Allah, we know this is only a lie. It's only a bluff. One day we'll have to leave, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. We'll have to come back to you, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you are from before. You will be forever, oh my Allah. You made us, ya Allah. You made these limbs for your itaat and your obedience. You made our minds and our hearts, oh my Allah, to think about your qudrat and your power and your majesty and your love. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, why our brains and our hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, so many years behind the schooling, ya Allah, behind secular education, oh my Allah, have made us hard, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, oh my Allah. Open our hearts, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us hidayat. Give our children hidayat, oh my Allah. Keep them upon sirati mustaqim, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the fitnas around them in different types and forms, oh my Allah, with different letters put together to take them away, to make them confused at what they are. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, only you can guide. Only you can give hidayat. Ya Allah, accept us with the fikr of hidayat, oh my Allah. Accept our health, our wealth, our time, our progenies, our families. Ya Allah, accept us for the khidmat of deen, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have to give accountability before you in your court on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us, oh my Allah. Allahumma hasibna hisaba yasira. Allahumma hasibna hisaba yasira. Allahumma hasibna hisaba yasira. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Aisha radiya anha, if Allah has to open your records on the day of Qiyamah, no one will escape, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't open our records, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't open our records, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you will open the nights, ya Allah. You will open the days, oh my Allah. You will open our cell phones, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, where can we hide our faces on the day of Qiyamah? Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, there's no way we can hide, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, as long as we have life within ourselves, oh my Allah, we can make tawbah, we can turn to you. Oh my Allah, delete all our old files, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, bring us upon the sunnah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make us amongst your beloveds, oh my Allah. Accept our i'tikaf, accept our brothers that have come, oh my Allah. Accept their tamanna and desires within their hearts. Oh my Allah, the duas of their families, of their wives, of their children, of their parents. Oh my Allah, whoever has left this world from among our family members, the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, maghfirat farma, raham farma. Ya Allah, karam ka mu'amala farma. Ya Allah, make them maghfirat. Forgive them, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, send down for them in the month of Ramadan to silken beddings of Jannah, oh my Allah. Let them relax, ya Allah, with rahat and sukoon, oh my Allah. Blow the cool winds of Jannah upon them, oh my Allah. Open the windows of Jannah upon them. Show them, ya Allah, the show of what they will enjoy in Jannah, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, be kind to them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to make our Jannah also, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from adab al-qabr, adab al-jahannam. Ya Allah, make our sakarat easy for us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt, ya Allah, in the conditions you are most pleased and happy with us, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, at the time of our mawt, oh my Allah. Take us out in your path, oh my Allah. Take us to Madina Tayyiba, oh my Allah, the beautiful city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, so the subh Madina, sham Madina. Ya Allah, the mornings of Madina Munawwara. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the evenings of Madina Munawwara. Sahaba-i-Ikram enjoyed the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us place at the feet of the Master, oh my Allah. In a condition, be happy with us. Allahumma arzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik. Allahumma arzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik. Waj'al mutana bi baladi habibik sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem Rahim Allah, make our dunya, oh my Allah. Make our akhirah, oh my Allah. Save us from haram, O Kareem Rahim Allah. If anything we are involved in haram, ya Allah, save us, remove us from it, oh my Allah. Remove it from us, oh my Allah. Whatever avenues that we cannot see that are haram in our lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, open the eyes of our hearts, oh my Allah, and show us these are the haram avenues.
May Allah give us tawfiq to clean it out, O may Allah, before we reach you. Give us healthy and good lives, O may Allah. Plenty of halal, O kareem, rahim Allah. O may Allah, give us a life of bliss in this world, in qabr, in the akhirah. Bless our families, our children, afiyat, sihat, salamat, and izzat, O kareem, rahim Allah. Allah, make us and make our children ulama, make them huffaz, make them qurra, make them da'is of deen, mujahideen, who will strive in your path, O kareem, rahim Allah. That will uplift the deen of Allah in the four corners of the world, O may Allah. Ya Allah, save us from muhtaji, O may Allah. Save us from faqr and faqa, O may Allah. Save us from, ya Allah, from poverty, ya Allah. We're too weak to be tested. Oh, may Allah, in this country you spoiled us so much, O may Allah. So much you have given us, O may Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you've given us the bounties of the entire world, ya Allah, now Dastar Khans, O may Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to thank you, O may Allah, for all the bounties that you have given us, O may Allah. The homes and the cars and the families and the amenities and the facilities, O may Allah. 99% we haven't asked for it, ya Allah, you've given it to us. Ya Allah, we thank you. May Allah, we bring shukr to you. Ya Allah, forgive us of our complaints, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah. Give our government hidayat, O my Allah. Give the prime minister, the president's hidayat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give them taqwa and iman, O my Allah. Make us vizirans, ya Allah. Make us deputies of yours in this world, ya Allah, for hidayat. Ya Allah, give them iman, give them taqwa, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give our local people hidayat, O my Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah. Just as we love dunya, that we take it from them, ya Allah. Give us tawbi to give them deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us moat upon iman. On the day of Qiyamah, raise us with iman in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the Muslim ummah around the world. Ya Allah, protect the iman, protect the a'mal, protect our taqwa, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, inna kanta sami'u al-alim. Wa tuba alayna, inna kanta tawabu al-rahim. O may Allah, forgive us for all our shortcomings. Ya Allah, if anyone we have hurt, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, put it in their hearts to forgive us, O may Allah. Ya Allah, if you did it unknowingly, O may Allah, reward them, recompensate them, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, if anybody has hurt us, O Allah, give us hearts to forgive them, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. If anybody has taken our haqq and our right, Ya Allah, you repay us from your khazana. Give us hearts to forgive them, overlook them, O my Allah. If anybody has marital problems, O my Allah, grant muhabbat and love in their homes, O my Allah. This tension and stress between husband and wife, O my Allah, open their hearts, O my Allah. Grant them your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, the children have become disobedient, O my Allah. Make them obedient, O my Allah. All those are marriageable age sitting at home, they are waiting for spouses. Ya Allah, your treasures are very great, O my Allah. Open the way for them, Ya Allah. Get them married, O my Allah, to suitable, pious spouse that will take care of them. All those that don't have children, O my Allah, and this khair and goodness for them, Ya Allah, grant them obedient and normal children, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. All those who get an ailing, O my Allah, grant them shifa, Ya Adil, Kabil, Mustamir. All those in pain, in hospitals, Ya Allah, remove the pain, O my Allah. Remove the difficulties, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. All those mujahideen, all the Muslims in prisons, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you release them, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Wherever there's oppression taking place, O my Allah, hold back the hand of the oppressor. Ya Allah, relieve the oppressed ones, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for the Ummah, be it in Turkey, be it in Syria, in Palestine, O my Allah, in Kashmir, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Protect them, Ya Allah. Become their wakil, Ya Allah. Become their hafiz, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from sudden death, O my Allah. Save us from accidents, O my Allah. O my Allah, give us tawbat and nasuha before maut, O my Allah. Save us from the fitnas around us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Whatever desires, whatever needs the Ummah has, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, displeasing to you, Ya Allah, from your khazana, Ya Allah, you fulfill it and make it easy for the Ummah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. O my Allah, reward our parents, O my Allah. Reward our mashayikh, O my Allah. Reward our sheikh, O my Allah. All those taught us our deen, all that have been kind to us, whichever way they were kind to us, O my Allah. Reward them in this worldly life, Ya Allah, the time of maut. Reward the progenies and the families. Ya Allah, keep them with afiyat, sihat, and salamat. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Just as they were kind to us, O my Allah, you be kind to them. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amin.